goodsuccess.com. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege to be at your feet again tonight. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you visit everyone today. Let no one return back the same way. Grant everyone an encounter they will never recover from. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. The topic remains 7 secrets of good success, how to break from obscurity to limelight. And then the subtopic today is the law of productivity. And that's what we'll be focusing on today. Without productivity, good success is not in view, because you want to look at your results, whether it's actually commensurate with the abilities you have, with what is actually possible. So that is exactly what we'll be looking at today. What does it mean to be productive? I believe every believer should end the day with thanksgiving. When you're ending the day, you should look back at everything God has done and thank Him. However, you should also add this to part of how you end the day. What did I achieve today? That should be the question. What did I achieve spiritually? What did I achieve in my life? What did I achieve in business or career or in my family? Did I become better? And what are the results I set out to achieve today? Was I able to achieve them? These are the questions we should end each day with. I should ask myself, am I the best version of myself? Am I the best thing that God said I should be? At the end of each day, that should be the question. At the end of each month, that should be the question. Comparing this month with last month, seeing how better I've been. Have I been able to become better? Am I closer to my goals for the year? And then at the end of the year, we should also do the same. And that's why this topic is so right at this moment for us to look back. Even as we are thanking God, appreciating Him for everything He has been doing since the beginning of the year, we also want to look back and say, where am I? Just like God came to Adam and Eve and asked them, hey, where are you? They should have just told Him exactly where they were. Should have told Him, hey, we missed out. We fell into sin. So that's what I believe God was asking them. Where are you guys? Where are you? God can see them. He just wants them to acknowledge. So we also should be able to look back and acknowledge to see, am I so far away from everything God said was going to happen to me this year? Or am I closer? And why are we doing this? It's not for you to look at how much you are falling short of the plan you had for the year, but for you to plan for the next year. The Bible says, affliction shall not rise again. If you've not been able to achieve the plans God asked for you this year, the things that He said was possible this year, all the things you wrote out in January that you were going to achieve and you were not able to achieve them, if you are not able to achieve them, it's time not to look back and be sad or to be sorrowful or to complain or to murmur, but to thank God for all the things He has done and has helped you achieve, but to also plan for next year. That, oh, next year is not going to be like this. When you look back and check all those things, now you can say, how do I become better next year? What do I do to become better next year? Productivity is a measure of the quality and quantity of your results. It's not just the quality now. You want to check the quantity. If God said you could achieve 100 and you're at 50, you and I know that that's not the kind of result we are looking for. So the quality of the result is important, but the quantity is also important. So the quality, the quantity are very, very important. Then how effective and efficient am I at achieving that result? Am I effective? Am I maximizing everything I've been given? Am I getting the result at the time I should get it? Am I efficient? Am I wasting time? Am I wasting resources? Am I wasting my skills? Am I spending time where I shouldn't spend time? How am I maximizing each day? And remember, if you waste minutes, you waste hours. If you waste hours, you waste days. If you waste days, you waste months. If you waste months, you waste years. And if you waste years, the person is wasting his life. So it's time to look back and do a recount. Let's check. Did I get to where I plan to get this year? The reason we are checking is not for the past, because you can't correct the past, so to say, but you can correct the future. You can decide how to become more effective next year. In the book, I don't know if you downloaded the book, I give it out free. If you have not downloaded it, you can get to the website and download it. The book, How to Have Good Success. The opening part tells us about the story of how Jesus actually caused a fig tree that was not productive. He said he got to the fig tree and he wanted to eat, and the fig tree was not productive at that moment, and it caused the fig tree. So God hates a life that is not productive. Remember the story told by Jesus about a tree, the husbandman, somebody who takes care of a tree, and then the owner of the vine. And then after the first year, he came there looking for fruit. It was not productive. And he added manure around it. And he said, let's look at it again for another time. And then they checked again. And he said, if it's not productive this time, we can cut it down. So that story exemplifies how God is super, let me use the word, obsessed with productivity. Everything God has given to you, if God has given you 5 gifts, trust me, he's expecting results from 5 gifts. If he has given you 10, he's expecting results from 10. And if he has only given you 1, based on the ability he has given you, he's expecting only from 1. He's not expecting more than you can. He's expecting from what he has given you the ability to achieve. In Matthew 25, I think 14 to 30, the story of the master that was traveling and then gave gifts to 3 of his servants. I think they were more than 3, but the focus was on 3. He gave 1 5 talents, he gave 1 2, and then to another one he gave 1, based on their ability. Now, he was going to judge them not based on what they don't have, but based on their ability. Do you know that the servant who hid 1 was not a thief? And he was not really a waster, so to say, though he wasted time, wasted resources, but so to say, he kept it safe and he gave back to that man what he gave him. But why was he punished? Because it was not productive. He didn't bring out results based on the ability he was given. And mind you, a talent is not 1 naira or $1. It's not the least of the currency. A talent is probably up to like years' wages, but it's not a small money. So if you are given a talent, it was given something enough to start a business and be productive with it. That's what he was given. But he decided to hide the money, and then it was unproductive. An unproductive life brings dissatisfaction and frustration. When you look back and you see that you have not produced results, the results you expect to achieve, you are a pastor, you are in ministry, you are in business, you have a career, and you look back, the target you were given for the year, you didn't meet it. What happens? It is not joy that happens as a result. It's always dissatisfaction, frustration, unhappiness. That is the result. And that is why we must strive to be productive. Because the moment you are productive, there is something that naturally comes out of it. Happiness. You are filled with happiness because you are able to eat your goal. There is just something about eating a goal that doesn't come with when you don't eat it. So an unproductive life brings dissatisfaction and frustration. What happens to an unproductive life? It is the beginning of depression. Why do people become depressed? They are not able to achieve the result they think they should achieve. Somebody is probably not married, or doesn't have children, or doesn't have enough money, or has not been able to gain admission, or whatever it is the person is looking for. The person may become depressed because he doesn't have that result yet. What happens when someone is not productive? When you look at January till now and do a check and thank God for all the results achieved this year, there is something, there's a lack of fulfillment that always comes behind that. And I could have done this. I could have achieved this. I could have gotten this. And that is why we must always do a self-audit. The Bible says, if you judge yourself, you will not be judged. Why? Because you will have seen the loopholes and will have fixed whatever is wrong. That is why God said, judge yourself so that you will not be judged. I should judge myself. I should look back by myself without anybody checking. When you are working with someone, or you have your own business, or you are in ministry and you have a goal to achieve, check, did I achieve this goal? But productivity is not just looking at the result, the quantity, it's also looking at the quality. Did you waste time? If you were supposed to achieve it in 1 hour, did you spend 2 hours? If I was supposed to win 1 soul this year, or 2 souls, or 10 souls, or 20 souls, within the first 1 month, I'm supposed to get 10 souls, and I was only able to get 1, I have not been productive. Let me tell myself the truth. If it's business also, if you are supposed to achieve a particular amount of money and you have not achieved it, you have not been productive. That's the truth. So when I tell myself the truth, then I have already paved way for a solution. Because Now I know that if I've told myself the truth, I can find a solution. So do a self audit. Audit your account, your physical account, your financial account. Have I been fit? Have I been eating right? Have I been sleeping well? Or have I been sleeping too much? Do a self audit. If God has given you 24 hours, there's a time for sleep. If you're a believer that any time you fall asleep is when you sleep, you need to check. Because there should be a time to sleep. Of course, there are some times you'll be extra tired. Fine. But there's a time to sleep. For normal days, you can't just be sleeping anytime you want to sleep. You can't be productive that way. And God gave you 24 hours for a reason. God gave me 24 hours for a reason. I need to be productive within those period of time. What are the relevant times we are looking at today? What are the times that are relevant when you are checking productivity? Number one, input. What did I put in to achieve a result? What is the input? Number one, the input we are looking at is material input. If I'm into buying and selling, I have put in some material. I want to sell some things. That's my material. If I have a job, my material this time around will be maybe every resource my employer has given me. The time I'm spending will be part of the material because it's paying me for the time spent and the resources given. So all my mental exertion this year, have they produced results? When you sit down, for example, someone like me sit down behind a computer for long hours every day, I'm using my mental capacity. I'm using my brain. But are they producing the result I want them to produce? After working maybe 14 hours, 16 hours a day, did I achieve the result? That's exactly what I check every day. And the next day, I want to be better. Then, manual work. The manual things you have to do to achieve the result, you are checking it. Those are the inputs. Then, spiritual aspect. You have prayed. There should be a result after every prayer. Have I gotten results? Somebody is sick. I prayed. That is my input this time around. To pray. To lay hands on the person. That's my input. Spiritual aspect. Prayer. Fasting. Then the time. How long did it take for me to achieve the result? Compared with how long it should have taken. Psalm 90:12 says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So, how long did it take? Compared with how long it should have taken. Did I achieve it faster than I should have achieved it? Or I achieved it longer? Did I waste a lot of time in between? Some of us, what we are supposed to achieve in a month, we didn't achieve it because we were in places we shouldn't be. It's not every party you and I should go for. Somebody is celebrating birthday. The child of your sister's uncle's auntie is celebrating his birthday and you are there from morning till night. If you are giving value to that person, you are honoring that person, fine. But there are some occasions that all we needed to do was just send a gift. There are some occasions that all we need to do is just be there for 10 minutes and leave because our attention is not really required. There are some travelings that we don't need to do. And there are some things that we need to do. There are some places that require our presence. There are some places that don't require our presence. Your time is of essence. The real gift that you and I have in this world is time. And time is life. That's the only gift. Time is the measure of life. That's the only real gift that you and I have. And if you don't maximize it, we are not being productive. We are just the person Jesus called the unproductive servant. May you not be there. May I not be there in Jesus' name. Then results. These are times we want to look at when we are looking at productivity. Results. That's talking about the fruits. If you plant a tree, the productivity you are looking at, the fruits coming out from it. Did they come out at the right time? Is it the right quality of fruit? If a tree produces fruit and it's sour when it's supposed to be sweet, then it's not productive. The fruits that come out, what is the outcome? What is the output? Compared with what should have been the output? If I plant corn and I get there and I'm seeing millet, that's not the result I'm expecting. If I'm supposed to achieve $1 million at the end of the year for my business, and all I got is 100K, that is not the result I'm expecting. That is not the outcome I'm expecting. Then another time we have looked at input. That is what you are putting in. Then time, how long, result, the fruits, the outcome. Then we are talking about quality also. On a scale of 100%, what is the value of your output? If I'm supposed to produce something of 100% value and I've produced 50%, that is not a pass mark. It may be a pass mark in school, in life it is not. Quality, what is the quality of my output? For example, if you were supposed to produce a shoe that lasts for 2 years after wearing it every day and it only lasts for 2 months, then the quality is not what we are expecting. In your job, in your business, in your spiritual life, what is the quality of spiritual life I've produced at the end of this year? I've been going to church every Sunday. I've been going to church during the week. I've been praying. I've been fasting. But the quality of Christian life I should have at this stage of my life, is that what I have? That is the question for you. That is the question for me. At this time, am I still supposed to be a baby Christian that I look for somebody to pray for me? Everything that happens, somebody must just come and pray for me. Did you become better? Did I become better? Is the quality of my Christian life improving? These are the terms you want to look at when we are looking at productivity. And then how do we achieve productivity? How do I become a highly productive person? How? Number one, planning. Planning is talking about a sequential order of steps, the steps required to achieve the results. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty." The plans. If I don't have plans, I cannot even be talking about productivity, because most likely I will not achieve the result. I need to look at the plans. One of my mentors in business, he was telling us something in the course we are going through. He said, most people don't achieve results, not because they are not doing enough, not because they don't want to achieve results, but because they underestimate what it takes to get the results. That was life-changing for me. And he gave this example. He said, how many of us have done that before? That you are just throwing, maybe you want to throw paper in a trash can where you are seated. You want to throw something. And when you just take the first paper, you throw it and it looks as if you should enter. But to your surprise, it falls beside the trash can. How many of us have done that before? And you try the second time, you are like, this trash can is open, it's big. I should just throw it once. And then maybe you try like 3 times before it enters. I know many of us have done it before. Even if it's not a trash can, you have tried to throw something in a place and it looks so simple at first. And then when you try the first time, the second time, you're like, second time, third time, fourth time, it's taking so much. Why? Because you have underestimated what it takes for us to achieve that result. Most times we underestimate what it takes to get results. If there's anything you're going to take home today, it's likely we break this episode into two. If there's anything you're going to take home today, take this home. Don't underestimate what it takes to achieve success. I find out that is one of the major reasons why people fail. You want to get to a million. You just, in your mind, pray and say, by the end of next year, I will get to a million. And by the end of the year, you are struggling to even achieve 100,000 saving because you underestimated what it takes to get there. You say, yes, 20 million by the end of the year. It's possible. It's actually possible. The question is, do you know what it takes to get there? I'll be the house by the end of the year. Do you know what it takes? Have you been able to put together everything it takes to get to that place, to build your house, to buy a car, and to run a car? Most people, after buying a car, they realize there's a lot of money to maintain cars. And they didn't know. Planning is one of the major ways by which we become productive. What will planning do for you? It will reveal to you all the hidden secrets. The Bible says, the secret things belong to God, but the revealed things belong to us and our children forevermore. When you want to achieve something, the first thing you should do, maybe after prayer, after the spiritual things, ask yourself, what does it take to get there? And one of the easiest ways to do that is ask somebody who has been there. You are a pastor, you are in ministry, and you, yes, amen, I want to have 5,000 people. By the time you run home cell, and to get 10 people in home cell, you know how difficult it is. How difficult it is to put 10 people in a home cell. Like, you are not collecting offering, no. It's beside their house. Just to tell them, come 1 hour, and you see how difficult it is to do that, then you will know how difficult it is to get 500. It's not just about prayer. It's not about fasting alone. It's not even about talking alone. There are so many things involved. That is why at the beginning, when we started this secret flow, I was mentioning it that what it takes to achieve success, it's many-sided. There are many nuts to crack. There are so many things to do. It's not just one thing. So many things. Some people think it's just prayer. Then they pray, and then they become poor at the end of the day. Some people think you don't need prayer. Then they walk, and then kill themselves with work. It's prayer. The spiritual is there. The physical is there. The mental is there. The moral is there. Relationship is there. Do you know that one major part of achieving success is relationships? Most poor people are people who don't have good relationships with people. If you have relationships with the right set of people, one day, somehow, it will rub on you. You have relationship with the rich, with the poor, with the normal, with the spiritual, with everybody. Somehow, with good relationship, your eyes will just be open. It may take time if you don't do other things, but relationship is part of it. So planning is one of the major things to do to have good success. One of the major things to do to be productive. In fact, you can't talk about being productive without having plans. You must know what it takes to get there. You must know how long it takes to get there, and that takes us to programming, which we've done before. We've done episodes on all these things. Planning, programming, just check past episodes. Maybe it's time to listen to them again at this end of the year. Planning is you putting down in sequential order the steps required to achieve the success. Okay, I want to build a house. What's the first thing to do? Maybe the first thing to do is actually to get land. There must be a land on which you want to build, except you want to build a floating house. And if you are building a floating house, then there's still a plan. You want to fly the plane all around throughout the year and be living in the plane, private jet. Fine, but there's a plan. So if you want to build a house, land is the first thing you want to get. Or the plan. In fact, the funniest thing is the plan even comes first. Sometimes, if, for example, I'll put it this way, if you have a dream house, the first thing you want to do is the plan. Because the plan will tell you how much land you need to buy. If you have land and you want to build and you now do the plan will be subject to the land you have, to the size of the land. But if you have a plan first, you've taken a drawing, you have a rough sketch of what you need. This kind of house, I need at least 5 plots of land. Then you can now look for where you can get 5 plots of land. Then after that, you adjust the drawing to the land because there are still some things to adjust. After you adjust it, then you begin to do all the other drawings, all the other plans, electrical, structural, plumbing, all those things. You put them together. Now you know how much it takes. Somebody just said, to build a house is cheap. Just put this amount of money. What he has just told you is how much it takes to put the blocks together, to do the foundation, everything. But what about the finishing? And if you live in Nigeria, what about the plastering, the painting, the roofing? By the time you put all this cost together, you know how much it takes to have result, to be productive. So plan is the first thing. The assignment you and I have between now and next week is, I know many of us are going for programs. Many churches hold programs around this time. Maybe some already have theirs, but many churches have, just like my church. Plan what is it you want to achieve next year. Plan the prayers you want to pray in all these programs. Plan the things you want to achieve next year. Then you know the kind of prayer you even need to pray. For example, if all you've ever had is 100K and you want to achieve something of 1 million or millions next year, then you know that, God, I need your help, because it's so far from where you used to be. Then you plan ahead. You begin to put the pieces together. These are all the things I need to achieve. Before, I used to say, I will achieve this thing within 1 month, within 1 year. Then later, I began to realize how long it takes to get what I want. Then I started planning gently. And then I slowed so many things down. And guess what? I started achieving results faster than before. Because now I now see how long it takes. And then when I see how long it takes, I'm like, okay, so this is not 1 year. It's going to be 2 years. It's going to be 3 years. It's going to take me more than a day. It's going to take me like 3 days. That's how I began to achieve many of the things I've achieved. In fact, many of them I had to slow down, because when I realized what it takes, I knew that no. This is not a 1 month thing. It's several months thing. So I want to implore you and I today, take step. If you have not planned for next year, even start with planning December. Start by planning how much you are giving out in December. Because many people just give money out. Ah, it's Christmas. Take. And then at the end of the day, in January, they begin to look back and say, ah, God, where do I get money? No, none of us should get to that place. Plan now so that you'll be productive at the end of the year. So many people, all you need to do to them is send text message instead of sending money. If you look at what you have now that it cannot take, you know what? God bless you. This is all I can give you this year. Next year, it will be more than that. God bless you is what I have for you. Because now you have seen how much it takes. But if you don't have a plan, you just give it all out. And then you now begin to ask them for money. And then they will not be there. I promise you, they will not be there to give you. That's the truth. So I pray that even as we get into these festivities, as we plan for this next year, and in fact, sometimes we underestimate how long it takes to plan. If you spend more time planning, then you may achieve more results. Spend the whole of December to plan next year. Plan each month. What am I going to get this month? Target your birthday. And for people who have birthdays in December, it's a longer time. Plan that by the time I'm celebrating my birthday next year, this is what I should have achieved. This part of next year, don't wait till December. The middle of next year, this is what I will have achieved. And this is what I will achieve every month before that time. Every day of the first month. Plan it that way. And then you will see how more productive you will become. So next week, we will finish the remaining part of this topic, the law of productivity, because it determines how we can have good success in life. And then you want to be healthy. Without planning, you and I may end up unhealthy, because we will now be under so much pressure, mental stress, physical stress, financial stress, because you now see that you have a short time to be productive. But when we start it ahead of time, then we'll see more results. And I pray that God will help us, even as we take the right steps, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I want us to pray. How many of us, I just want to ask the question, if you've ever planned to achieve something before, and you ended up not achieving it? You plan to do something, but you were not able to achieve it. Okay, so the Bible talks about the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, sometimes you want to achieve something. I don't know if you've experienced it before. Like, you plan to achieve so many things, and then something just happens and you don't feel like doing anything again. It has happened to me before. Like, in fact, there is nothing that you feel like doing except to watch a movie. It has happened to me before. Like, you plan so much and then you just lack energy. I want us to pray. The Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I want us to pray that, Father, grace to do whatever it takes for me to be productive. Now, mind you, productivity is not just about you having success, having a car, buying a house and all those. No. It's talking about you maximizing the gift of life that God has given you. Maximizing the time God has given you. Maximizing the life God has given you. I want us to pray in that 1 minute that, God, help me to do what it takes to be productive with the remaining part of my life. In the name of Jesus, just pray tonight. If you look at everyone you know is productive, who is achieving results in their lives, it's because they maximize their time. They take their life in their hands. They close their eyes to things that are not important. Father, I pray, Lord, that you empower every one of us today to become people of productivity. People of high productivity, that we may have good success in our lives. In the name of Jesus. And now let's take this time and begin to rebuke every spirit that prevents us from being productive. Every spirit that just makes us give up. Every spirit that makes us feel like not doing anything when we know we should do everything. I rebuke that spirit in the life of everyone listening to me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of tiredness. The spirit of tiredness in spirit, in soul, in our body. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of weakness, I rebuke you. The Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Father, release to everyone today the spirit of a sound mind in the name of Jesus, and we become highly productive people. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen. I pray that even as we go today, this week will be the most productive week for every one of us, in Jesus' name. And everything eating up our productivity, I rebuke it and I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Everything will begin to produce the result they should produce this week, in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week. And please, I'm begging this time around, invite someone. How many of us feel like what we are listening to now can be a blessing to someone else? Just invite someone. Send them the link. And when they show up, they become blessed. If everyone around is becoming productive, you know, all the people where they tax you could reduce, you know that. So invite as many people as possible. Just tell them, put it on your status, and you know, people will be blessed by it. And I pray you are blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you. See you next week.
The good success.com.